picture floating around social media over the last couple of days about the Pemberton Music Festival and the aftermath, which is just like a sea of twisted lawn chairs and garbage that somebody's going to have to clean up. Example of irresponsible festival goers who just don't really care about the garbage they're throwing on the ground.
And I think it also might speak to the festival organization. I believe it should be their organization to clean it up, not the land owners. Looking at that photo, I'm just really disappointed in the fact that there wasn't some sort of facility or effort to make sure that garbage was taken care of before everybody left.
We look to our own backyard here, and we look to the major music festival in Canmore, which is the Canmore Folk Music Festival. And a few years back, the green team there, led by Norm Neal, decided, hey, we need to really step up our game when it comes to garbage and waste management. And they have. They're diverting over 90% of their waste.
One of the big steps they took was getting rid of bottled water and having water refilling stations. And these are conscious efforts done by this organization to try and not have an environmental footprint. While we see a lot of attention to the mess left in Pemberton, I think we should also see as much attention paid to the Canmore Folk Music Festival and its green team, which has actually been sponsored by EPCOR. They're so good at diverting waste that they have a corporate sponsor.
Yeah, that's amazing.
If you have a piece of garbage and you're at the Canmore Folk Music Festival, you're about to get an education.
The Towards Zero Waste initiatives don't just belong at the Canmore Folk Music Festival. They've extended to a number of other events over the last number of years. In fact, I was at Kananaskis Parks Day last week, and we were getting a little survey as we were leaving the grounds. One of the feedback we gave, and she said that about half of the respondents had given, was, I love the waste management, waste diversion station. You need more than one of them. Put one at the other end of the park too.
I look at events that are in Banff National Park are required to have a waste management strategy. The Banff Marathon, for example, and its sustainability coordinator, Joey O'Brien, have done amazing things.
They're trying to see if they're the world's greatest marathon. I think they've got a good shot at being that, that title anyway.
There are other events and things that happen on a regular basis that I think we need to step up. One, 24 hours of adrenaline that happened this past weekend often comes with a lot of garbage. Canmore Nordic Center does not require events to have zero waste. It is voluntarily done by race and event organizers. I think it should be a requirement. I don't think you should be able to go into a provincial park and not have a strategy for recycling. We have the infrastructure. We have waste management commissions towards zero waste trailer. Another one, I'm going to say it, Mountain Market. I think there should be towards zero waste stations at all the farmers markets that happen in Canmore and Banff. I look at the end of the day takedown at that market. There's no cardboard recycling for vendors.
Really?
Let alone the need of people walking around with their napkins and their paper bags and their plates. Mm-hmm. These are things that we could be diverting from the landfill. We just need to take these things to the next level as a community.
I know just from helping out with event planning in the past that the Bow Valley Waste Management Commission is great. If you ever call them up and say, hey, we'd like to work towards zero waste, they will be like, no problem. We'll come to you. We'll bring the bins and we'll help you get this going. I mean, they will help you become a towards zero waste event. It's not that hard.
They want your garbage. They want to divert it. Even if it's easy to throw something in the garbage, the fact of the matter is it doesn't stop existing. It goes to a landfill. Landfill sites are filling up. One thing I know that Peter Duck and the Towards Zero Waste are working on is some sort of program for businesses so that your office can become a more towards zero waste.
Like, that's awesome.
When I was in a ferry terminal in BC this summer, I noticed that one coffee shop had a towards zero waste station for their customers. Pictures of where the little stir stick went.
I don't think we're too far away from that. I think the drive is there. We just need to get it going.
We're doing good, and it's looking at events like the Banff Marathon and the Canmore Folk Music Festival and just the amount of enthusiasm that volunteers put behind doing this that makes me believe that we can achieve even higher standards. Mm-hmm.